Prosecutors in the Freddie Gray case scored a victory yesterday when Circuit Judge Barry Williams ordered Officer William Porter to testify at the upcoming trial of Officer Cesar Goodson. Legal observers tell WYPR's Kenneth Burns about the potential effects of the judge's decision.
Once again, Porter was being examined by Chief Deputy State's Attorney Michael Schatzo, but this time, Porter testified for only a few minutes compared to the more than 4 hours he spent on the stand during his own trial last month. Schatzo had only one question: will you invoke the Fifth Amendment if called to testify? Porter simply answered yes. With that, Judge Williams ruled that he would compel Porter to testify at the trial of Officer Cesar Goodson. Goodson faces the most serious charges in the death of Freddie Gray in police custody last April, including murder. Williams called it a simple decision, but admitted he was in uncharted territory because of the unique circumstance. Porter, whose charges include involuntary manslaughter and reckless endangerment, was the first of 6 officers charged to go on trial, but his trial ended in a hung jury. He is scheduled for another trial in June. Williams' ruling allows the charges against Porter to stand, but forbids using Porter's testimony against him during his next trial. Defense Attorney Warren Brown was surprised by the decision to compel Porter to testify.
We've never, ever seen a defendant who has a trial forthcoming pending required to testify under a grant of immunity.
Brown said immunity is normally given to someone before a trial.
Where someone is given a subpoena to testify, usually in front of the grand jury, and they say, no, I'm not going to do that because I might incriminate myself. And so the government says, well, we'll give you immunity to get you to testify.
University of Maryland law professor Doug Colbert said immunity won't impede prosecutors at Porter's next trial.
The prosecution has sufficient testimony and evidence that will not be tainted by anything that takes place at Officer Goodson's trial.
However, Brown said Porter's immunity won't protect him from testimony already on the record from his first trial.
The immunity doesn't protect against what has happened in the past. It simply says that from this point on, what you say here under oath, as a result of this subpoena, as a result of this immunity, we will not use against you.
Judge Williams warned prosecutors it might be hard to prove that they are not using what Porter says at Goodson's trial against him. Whether Porter testifies is still not known. Attorney Gary Proctor said he will try to get to the Court of Special Appeals to overrule Williams' decision. He hopes to accomplish that before jury selection in Goodson's trial on Monday. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.